Today's share in the Deir Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Dalid Amud Beis in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we're in the middle of Simen Resh Mem Dalid. We begin at the very top over here with the Ramah on the second line on Beis on Daf Dalid Amud Beis. And the Ramah says, we're discussing here about what you're allowed to hire out to a non-Jewish person to do under what situations he can do work for you on Shabbos. So the Ramah qualifies a previous kula that the Mechaber had given us, and he says, Hagah, Vafilu Imdor, if you live amongst the non-Jewish people, you have to be concerned over here, even if there are no other Jewish people living over there, as the Mishneh Berurah says in Sifkot Yud Aleph, Rotz Lomar. The Ramah is telling us over here that this situation that he says, Afilu imdor bein ha'enam Yehudim, Rotz Lomar, shehu dor michutz l'tchomir, he's living outside the boundaries of the Jewish city. V'gam einir acheres besoch tchumo, and there is no other Jewish city within this tchum where he is living right now. Nevertheless, Afilu hachi osur, the Ramah is going to say, it is forbidden to have the non-Jewish person do work for you on Shabbos under those situations where it is permitted. You have to be concerned that guests will come and visitors will see that they're working on your house, and people will say, ah, the non-Jewish person has been hired just for Shabbos to go work on the Jewish person's house, and we have the Maris Ayin concern. We did say that this is permissible if the house that they're working on, the field that they're working on, is outside the city, outside the Tchum, and there are no Jewish people living there. So why was that considered permissible? And here the Ramah is saying it's not permissible. So the difference is, Hainu kisharak hamalachi sham. In that situation, we said it's permissible. The work was being done there, but the Jewish person himself wasn't there. Aval hu ba'atzmo dor v'ir. The Jewish person lived elsewhere, wasn't there where the work is being done. But here we're talking about that they're working right now on your property when you're there. That, even though it's a kablonis arrangement, is going to be a maris ayin concern because of guests that may come to the area. And that's what the Ramah says. If you're living amongst the non-Jewish people, nevertheless, still, you do have to be concerned that maybe a Jewish visitor will come by there and see that they're working on a Jewish person's property and be choshed you, or even not a guest, that you have to be concerned that members of your own family that are living there say, hey, listen, what's dad doing? What's grandpa doing? What's Zaidi doing? How can non-Jewish people be working for us on Shabbos? They won't know that it's a kablanus arrangement, and they'll be concerned over here that they're hired hands for you on Shabbos, which is, of course, usher. And the Ramah brings this down in the name of the Beis Yosef, in the name of the Tshuvas Ashkenazim. The Mechaber continues, and he writes, "V'mhoyso hamalocha chutz l'tchum, if this work is being done outside the tchum, and v'gam ein ir acheres besoch tchumo shomokum shosim b'malocha, and there is no other city within the tchum, so it's okay, it's outside your city, but it's within the tchum of another city. No, it's outside your tchum of your city, your Jewish city, and there is no other Jewish city over there. So then in this situation, the work is mutter. Then it is permissible to do this as long as you don't live over there." Sivkot Yud Beis, the Mishneh Berurah tells us, "V'uhadin kishador shom eze Yehudi besochat chum shomalocha gam kein aser." But the Mishneh Berurah tells us, if there is another Jewish person that lives over there, within this tchum of this where this house is being worked on, then it is also forbidden over here. And the Jewish person has to go, v'yitzav Eloheinu Yehudi, has to tell the non-Jewish person who's working for him, kablonus, he's being paid by the job, kodem Shabbos, before Shabbos starts, shelo yaseh b'Shabbos, that you're not allowed to do any work for me on Shabbos. The Shaar HaTzion, in those tests, the Chofetz Chaim writes, de'bevadai lo gora mechashash da'orchem acherim. Here you know a person's living over there. It certainly can't be any better than if maybe you're concerned the guests will come. So certainly this is worse over here, and therefore, you must instruct the non-Jewish workers that they can't work for you on Shabbos. The Chofetz Chaim in Shaar HaTzion Os Ches brings down, "V'afilu im hamalocha rechoka midiroso," even if the work is being done far away from your house, but "rak shehi besoch tchumo didiroso," but it's within the tchum of your house, so it's not really being done right with you there. Nevertheless, "nechshav kilu hoyo irosham," it is considered as if that's your city over there, k'mosh kosa in the Beis Yosef, and he says, this is also zeh kavana samogin Avram, "masha kosa besiv kotin beis, dahagoa mayri bimalechas mechubar besoch hatchum." We're talking here about work being done on a house, in the area that you're in. So if there's any concern for a Jewish person living there or Archim coming by or B'nai Beiso, you're not allowed to have the non-Jewish person to work for you on Shabbos, even if it's a kablonis arrangement, and you must go and tell them not to work before Shabbos, that they shouldn't work on Shabbos. Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Yud Gimel writes, "Desu Leka Mishum Maris Ayin." In the situation that it's permissible, that's when there is no concern of Maris Ayin because you're not there, there's no other Jewish person over there, and it's outside the Jewish city. So in this situation, when you meet all of these criteria, there isn't any concern about Marisayin. The Suleka Mishu Marisayin. The Eino Yehudi Ki Torcho B'didei Kotorach. And anybody that does happen to see this will say the non-Jewish person is certainly working on his own behalf. He's working in a Kabbalah arrangement over here, and he chooses to do this because it's his benefit in himself. Finally, the Mishnah Berurah says, V'inei Toch Ma'ashin Isbar B'zeh Hasif. We see from what we learned over here, Mukach de also liskar eno Yehudi bikablonus lefanos zivlo mechotzer. We see from what we just learned now that you're not allowed to hire a non-Jewish person, even if it's a kablonus arrangement. You're paying him by the job, and he can do it on Shabbos, or he can do it on Sunday, he can do whatever he wants to. You're not allowed to hire him to go and remove the garbage from your yard if he does it on Shabbos. The hu misakin chotzer b'zeh. This is considering a fixing up of your yard. And this would be like building a house, building a wall, building something on your house on Shabbos, which we have this Marisayin concern for over here if it's in a Jewish neighborhood, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to have him remove the garbage from your property on Shabbos. The issue foot number 8 explains this in more detail. He says, the Isser Zeh, Kosov Chayyadim, he says this is based upon what the Chayyadim wrote in Klal Mem Sif Aleph. The reason for this is because it looks like bone. It looks like you're building over here in your courtyard by removing this zevel. You're flattening out the surfaces over here. But if a person brought dirt into his house on Erev Shabbos, and he specifically put this dirt into a corner of his house because he wants to use this dirt for whatever the purpose is on Shabbos, and it's not muksa dirt, we're going to learn in Shulchan Aruch and Simon Shin Ches, this dirt is in fact not even muktza, and you're allowed to use it for whatever you need this dirt for. Then the Mishnah Berurah wrote over there in Sif Katan Kuf Mem Gimel, when you do take from this dirt, all you have to do, you're allowed to take from the dirt, but you have to be careful, Yizara Litlo Bishava, you should take it away in an even amount, that you shouldn't have a hole over here, because that would not be a problem if you made a hole over here in the ground when you took up the dirt. Umashma, it appears from this din, Sha'afa Pika Shinotel, that it implies over here that if you were to take it at below Asiyas Guma, Miyasha Bekachas Akarka, Bayis Misakna, how come over here it's not a problem over here that you're leveling off the house? If you don't even make a pit over here, how come we're not concerned that you're leveling off the ground over here? So he says, Ein Bozeh Mishum Isrbona. That is not considered an Isrbona. Why over there is it not considered an Isrbona? Over here, when you remove the dirt, the ashpa, the zevel, it is considered an Isrbona. Why is there a distinction between these two cases, the ashpa versus the case where you put in offar? Ubitama Chiluk, he brings down Kosav HaKalkel Shabbos, the Sefer HaKalkel Shabbos writes, Shekivon She'en HaOffer Botel LeKarka. The dirt that you brought in over here was specifically intended to be used, so it's not subordinate to the karka. Ein HaBotel LeKarka HaBayis. You brought it into your house for the purpose of going and using it for whatever you need it for. Therefore, ain itiloso. Therefore, when you take it away, that's not considered ain itiloso nechsheves ketikunat karka. It's not like you're leveling off the ground over here, and there is no problem with bone. As opposed to mashen came ashba with the garbage dump over here, with the zevel, with all the horrible stuff that you have over here, shemaduba berefesh v'tit hamchubarim lechotzer, they are considered attached to the ground, subordinate to the ground, and therefore they ain't derech lepanosam. Therefore, it's not considered normal to remove them over here. Therefore, when you remove them, nechsheves netilosam ketikun hechotzer v'harachov. Therefore, it is considered as if you're correcting or building over here in the courtyard or in the place where the zevel was. The issue for number 9 brings down ubizmanenu nowadays shirov anoshim bonim mekablonis. Nowadays, you don't pay people to build a house for you by the hour. You pay them a flat sum. Here's a X amount of dollars and build the house for me, whatever they agree upon. You don't pay them by daily wage. Therefore, Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal in the Shelos Tshuva Zigris Moshe says sheim hisnu mekablon haYisrael b'tchilo shelo yavdu apolim anoch b'shabbos. Then if you go and arranged over here with the Jewish construction foreman over here, that they're not going to build anything for you on Shabbos. But for whatever the reason, the Goyish workers continue to build over here the house on Shabbos, albeit you instructed them not to. You are allowed to go and use that house. We don't counsel you. We don't say that this is that from yesterday, the end of yesterday, the Sefer Hasidim says that you shouldn't have your house built on Shabbos, so we're not counseling you in this situation. Why? The guy's house is already built. Now for him to say you can't use it, he can't sell it, he can't do anything with it, that would be a terrible thing, and therefore we weren't gozer in this situation. However, he says, Ubavad, Shibigamar Habinyan, Yamtinu, Mispar Yomin, Kineged, Yimea Shabbos, Shubahem Nivne Habinyan. But Ramosha adds over there that, let's say, for example, they worked on five Shabbosim, against your will, but they worked on five Shabbosim, so instead of moving in on the Monday that you could, so wait 5 days, the amount of time, Kideshi Asa, so to say, like we have the rule in regards to cooking on Shabbos, if somebody cooked inappropriately on Shabbos, so in certain situations, you just have to wait Matzah Shabbos, the amount of time it would take you to cook it, to be able to eat it. So to over here, Rav Moshe says, wait till enough time passed by that if they hadn't worked on Shabbos, the house would be built, and then you can go and live in it without any concerns. And he adds, V'hosif, Sha'af ein lochush l'marasa ayin shal Archim Shivo, and you don't have to be concerned over here with passerby's guests coming. Mishum Shirak Miut Meha Archim Baim Mimikomu Shabonim Aide Schiryom. Because you don't have to be concerned that other people are coming from a place where they don't do it by the job, but they do it by the hourly or daily work. That's very, very unusual. So you don't have to be concerned that such a guest that's coming by and will say, oh, he over here has hired daily workers for him to work on Shabbos. You don't have to be concerned about that. Furthermore, Rav Moshe writes, Sha'af al pi shebe she'elus tshuvas no de Yehuda lo heikel bazeh ela b'chol ha'moed, even though as we brought down the end of yesterday's shir from the Shari Tshuva, that the no de Yehuda was makel only in extenuating circumstances there in chol ha'moed, ein ze ela mishum shebizmano, because in those days they would hire a worker by the day to do work for you. And therefore there was this chashash for lachin chashash b'shabbos v'yom tov l'marasayin shal orchem, shal yodu shabonim b'kavlonis, who wouldn't know that this was a job type of a situation as opposed to a day worker. And therefore Rav Moshe includes a siyum, shal kol ponim l'chatchila v'adai shegam b'bedinoseinu yesh l'hachmish shalo livnos af ayidei kabla nochri. Even nowadays, one should be careful not to let Goyish people work for you, even if it's a cobbling arrangement. They're getting paid by the job, and if they finish faster, it's to their benefit. You should try as much as possible to instruct them not to have any work done for you on Shabbos. Because Kivon Shabbat Oseinu HaRabi Mezalzon V'Yisuri Shabbos. Nowadays, unfortunately, to our great distress and to our great sins, there are many people that go and work on Shabbos, they're Mechal Shabbos all the time. So one should be extra careful to show our Zrizos in being Shomer Shabbos. Finally, the Mechaber concludes over here and he says, "Ve'ein Yehudi shichnis stone shall Yisrael l'dayin l'dayer sadeu." A non-Jewish person who takes in the Jewish flock and is pasturing them in his field. So these halachos will be learned later on, as the Ramah adds, "Ayin l'kamen simen tov kuf lamed sif yudale." Yitz Hashem, we'll wait. We get to that simen to discuss those halachos. Let's go and continue in the words of the Mishnah Berurah. We're up to the very first line, the top line on Hey Omen Aleph in the Mishnah Berurah. He says, getting back to the taking out of the garbage on Shabbos. There are places that allowed you to hire people to go take your garbage out from the Rechov, from the area in front of your house, on Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham explains why. Because of the Magen Avraham, the Taimam, the reasoning why these poskim allowed this, the Bishul Rabim Leko Chashoda. When you're dealing with the Rabim, there is no concern of Marisayin over here. We're not choshed over here that everybody in the Rabim is doing something wrong. But, Abo Bishir Yom, Pshita the Yosser. But, even here, to hire out a worker just to do it for that specific day and to pay him taking out the garbage on Shabbos would be Yosser as well. But then the Mishnah Berurah brings down V'achronim hisigu al taimo. The various achronim, he brings down the El Yerabah, the Tosu Shabbos, the Shagasariye, all disagree with this. And they argue, V'daitam de'ein nafkamina b'zeh ha'inyan bein rabim l'yochad. They say it doesn't make any difference over here whether you're dealing with the rabim or you're dealing with the yochad. And the issue footnote number 10 even brings down from the El Yerabah, Adarabah be'isa derabonin choshishim l'chashad gam b'shol rabim. Because people unfortunately take the Rabbanans much too loosely and lightly. And only Issa Daraisa, the Ramah says, Ein Choshim Chashad B'Shal Rabbim. You don't have to be as concerned with regards to the Rabbim. The Marsham adds in the Das Torah, brought down in the name of the Shelus Tshuvus Mari, Shelagabe Binyan Beis HaKnesses Yeshlochu Shema Yomru Litzoruch Mitzvus Binyan Beis HaKnesses Ovdim Him Ala Isser. You have to certainly be concerned over here that when it comes, they're building a shul, they're going to take a terim that they shouldn't be taking. And he brings down from the Morgan of Ram, Bishul Rabbi Mutter, that idea that the Ragin of Rome says that when it's a public thing, that it's permissible. So the Yeshelus Tshuvas Noda B'Yehuda explains Adraba Shebachol Iser Yoser Chomer. Here it's even stricter. Yesh Lachush Yoser L'Chashat. You have to be more concerned over here by the Rabbim. V'kivin Shetiru B'Shal Rabbim Afilu B'Yisro Daraisa Kosher Kein Shetiru Kan Sheinu El Yisro Darbon. And people are going to mistakenly say that it's permissible, and therefore he says it's not. In any event, going back to the Mishnah Berurah, he says, "V'gamhu be'atzmo, the Magen Avraham himself, kasav lebesolv the b'makom she'nogim hetev rechov ein lahakel, that where the minhag is not already established to allow the non-Jewish people to go and take the garbage from the rechov, you shouldn't allow it to be done." Ayin shom taimo, look there for his reasoning, because the yesh chilul Hashem b'davar, because it's a chilul Hashem over there. As he'll explain further later on, that by the Goyim they don't do work, so certainly we shouldn't do work on our holidays. He says, and he says, furthermore, even if you want to say by the Rabbim, like the Magen Avraham, that there is no Chashad of Marisayin over here by the Rabbim, even the Magen Avraham agrees, to live in those places, so you shouldn't allow a shul to be built, even if it's built by the job, and they're going to do the work on Shabbos. Nowadays, the Goyim don't allow people to work publicly on their holy days, so then it's a tremendous Chilul Hashem, if we allow them to work on our holy days, on Shabbos and on Yom Tov. So because of this Chilul Hashem, one should not do this. When we call Makom, Kasu Kam Achronim. However, there are various Achronim in the Shaar HaTzion, Osher Gimli brings down the Berahetev, the Tosefer Shabbos, as brought down here in the Shari Tshuva. Dim Yesh Chashas Chas V'Sholem Shis Batal Abinyan Beis HaKnesset L'Gamri. If, as a result of not building the shul together on Shabbos and Yontif, it's going to cause the shul not to be built, then one could rely upon over here, Mutra L'Niach L'Nin Yudi L'Vnos Kishu B'Kablonus. Then you could allow Goyim to go and work on it as a job, and that if they choose to work on Shabbos, then that's okay. Ubavachia Meforsim L'Kol Shu B'Kablonus. But they should publicize this and let everybody know that it is done with a kablonus type of arrangement, a job arrangement, as opposed to a daily paid arrangement. In the issue foot number 10, in the third paragraph, he continues and he says, if you have a city that's mostly made up of non-Jewish people, and the government, municipality, hires workers to take out the garbage on Shabbos, so Dayan Weiss in the Shelos HaTshuvas Minchas Yitzchak says, if this was the minhag, so those places are allowed to continue doing this. He's Dan Lekav Schus. Even when they come into your yard and take your garbage, it's considered like the rabbim, and there is no chashad. And even if you're paying taxes for this, nevertheless, he says, Lo gara hadavi mi kablonis. This is like a kablonis arrangement. Because if they want to, instead of having the garbage collected Tuesday, Thursday, Shabbos, they can collect it Monday, Wednesday, Friday. And he says, likewise, it's only an issur d'rabbanan, because we don't really have a rishus harabim over here, and therefore one can be makel based upon that as well. Because carrying it from our yard into the streets is only d'rabbanan. What they do after with it, they're doing it on das atzma. And therefore, it's not even a Chilul Hashem in that situation. He says this is true even according to those that disagree with the Magen Avraham. Albeit, he says, this is really a limud zchus on places that have this minhag to do so. But he himself holds, im lo nagu haheter, better that it should be not done. If you don't want to take advantage of this kul, he says, the best etzah is to make sure you put your garbage pails out in the street before Shabbos. And in this way, they're taking them from the public area. It's not a problem. It's not called Shem Yisroel. Finally, the issue number 12 brings down that if you're really concerned about the shul being built and the guy will not take a kablonis job, but he wants to be paid by the day, if it's really a concern over here, she's batel b'kach binyan habesa knesses legamri, that the shul will not be built. That's what they're saying. We're not going to build the shul unless you pay us each day. So then he says, b'shasa t'chak like this, yitokhin sh'af ayideh schirus b'mutter, because of the rabbin. That concludes today's shir.